Oh, Simba's Rolls. You're listening to Simba's Rolls. All right, we're back with another episode of Simba's Rolls. You might have noticed it's dropping on a Saturday. Well, I'm back in law school, which means I practically live at the law building. So from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., you can catch me at Wisconsin's Law Building in the library. So we're going to be dropping these episodes much later, you know, Saturdays if I don't have work, Sundays if I do have work. But yeah, so we're going to still drop the episodes. Don't worry, we'll be here. Me and my guest. And talk about guests. And my next guest is my brother who I forced watch the show with. Or I forced him to watch the show with me. Welcome in, brother Jake.
Thanks for having me.
Alrighty. So, some behind the scenes work here. I'm recording in the living room of our two common room apartment, and my brother's recording in the other room. So kind of cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're not seeing each other right now. I'm like facing a wall, but it's all good.
Yeah. And then if you, hear some, other noise, it's an apartment. So take that as what you think. We also have a lot of snow. So if you hear snow plows, it's Wisconsin.
Or garbage trucks.
True. That too. But probably not because they would get stuck. All right. So The Bachelor. Crazy episode, right?
Yeah. Well, my girl wasn't on because she got kicked off day one and we didn't see her get kicked off again. So.
Yeah. So what our family does is we each blindly pick. Well, it's not blind. We look at their picture. Before the season starts, we look at all the contestants and we pick our person just based on their picture. We've done this since, this is our fifth time doing it. So the first time was Ari's season of The Bachelor.
Well, my first time was Colton's season.
Oh, well, our family has a history of picking the villain just like randomly. So our dad picked Crystal. Who was that, you know, that high screechy voice girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picked the goose, who was just obnoxious. And then surprisingly, they got, you know, engaged and married. So maybe my dad's a matchmaker.
Matchmaker in heaven.
And then our mom picked, you picked Demi.
I picked Demi.
Yeah. Who she wasn't really a villain, but she was, I don't know.
She was a foil character.
Yeah. And then our mom picked Luke P last year, which looked like pick until he imploded.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then this year I picked Kelly, who you might remember from last episode. I kept referring her to villain Kelly. So we're 5 for 5. Good job, fam.
Wait, what happened with Kelly again?
So episode one, she cheated on the obstacle course and.
No, I thought that was Hannah Ann.
No, we'll talk about Hannah Ann. Hannah Ann, this episode, went bananas, but no, Kelly was the one who cheated, and she met with Peter before, and they.
Oh,
had yeah,
gotcha.
But yeah, Jake's girl.
I don't even remember her name. I'm trying to like look her up right now.
Yeah, Jenna.
I think it was Jenna. Yeah, Jenna.
Yeah.
Nursing student, 22, from Illinois.
Yeah, so the reason you might not know who Jenna is because she got absolutely zero screen time.
Yep, and they didn't even show her leaving.
Yeah, so we had to look it up, and yep, she's gone. I don't even know who mom and dad picked, but they're non-names either. Like, they're probably gone too, maybe. I'm not even sure.
Well, let's check.
Yeah, we'll have to text them. But, okay, so that covers our inside the family game. Our actual fantasy league with the league of record here, all of us forgot to put our picks in, which is kind of fair because I was beginning school. So the standings is still our Uncle Tim. He's our kind of Uncle Tim in the first place. And then it's... are you second, Jake?
I haven't checked it since the site was down.
Oh, yeah. So the site's back up.
Okay, I'll check it.
Yeah, it's still very buggy. I know I'm not in last because
Yeah, you could be second. Because our kind of cousin Brendan, he's still has 0 points because he hasn't put his picks in yet.
Nice.
So still rocking out third. So let's recap this episode. And I guess the theme of the episode, we could call it Hannah Ann and just leave it at that because she pretty much took over.
No, we can call it Hannah Ann and Kelsey.
True. And then maybe I can sprinkle a little Natasha in there.
And Victoria F.
That's true, too.
My new girl, by the way.
Yeah. Jake's now making Victoria F. His pick, which is fair. We're still early in. But the beginning episode didn't start with really any of them. It started with Hannah B., of course.
Oh, my gosh.
And eventually, I want to say, all right, it's Peter. Peter kicked Hannah B. out of the show. Finally, I hope she never comes back. All you Hannah B. troopers, look at the facts. She's just there for the attention, honestly. Not too much of a hot take, but kind of a hot take.
I mean, she's got nothing better to do, so.
True. Like, what's her job? So, and then instead of going through with the weird, wacky date anyways, he just called it off, which is probably for the best because I don't know what good could have come from that. Talking about exes, like, I don't know why you would want to do that.
I mean, wasn't Colton's first group date kind of the same thing last season?
Yeah, because when Demi came out and just, like, flat out kissed him in front of all the other girls.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah. Because Demi's going to do what Demi's going to do. Am I right? But he did have that, like, after date get together with them. I don't know what you call that. Like a mini rose ceremony. Was that a rose? It's one rose. Where the highlight of that was Natasha going ham on him. She's like flat out was like, dude, you suck. And here's why.
Mm-hmm. Just and, bashing him.
I don't know. She in the end she stayed and Peter's like, oh, I like your, you know, that you stand up to me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, do you like that or is ABC telling you you gotta like that?
I mean, she's also the oldest. She's 31.
Jeez, yeah. So, Peter's 28, so.
I mean, that's fair, but like, I don't know. I feel like that's a dynamic that needs to be talked about.
It's true. So, she stayed. And then, so I mean, that's basically that. And they go to a rose ceremony. We've got natural, you know, everyone's in the group and they're at the mansion. And I'm sure by now you've seen clips or people talking about Champagne Gate.
Oh my gosh.
So we'll recap that now. So there's a girl named Kelsey. And the reason you might not have known Kelsey before this episode was she was never on a date. And I don't remember her from the limo. I mean, I don't know if I'm sure we saw her come out. If we did, it wasn't spectacular or anything. Or we would have recapped it last episode. But this girl's feeling left out. And she had to make a move. So she gets this champagne station ready with this champagne she's been saving for over a year.
Wasn't it from like some other country or something too?
It's either there or some state like Iowa or something. I don't know. It's not from California.
Yeah.
But yeah. So she sets this up because it kind of reminds me of... we'll get there. But here comes Hannah Ann, right? Sweet. We thought innocent. We thought sweet. Take that back. Hannah Ann with Peter. And she sits down with Peter and pop, there goes the champagne. And the next thing you know, all these girls are like, oh, no, because they all know what's up. They all know that's Kelsey's champagne. But apparently Hannah Ann's like the one oblivious person in the world here.
I mean, didn't she say that she had her own champagne and she thought that was hers or something?
Right. I mean, they ABC panned over to another champagne basket or run of ice in there, whatever it's called. And apparently that's the champagne that Hannah Ann was supposed to go to. So I guess it's all... mistake air quotes but yeah, so what spilled over was Kelsey going off on Hannah Ann and Peter. And yeah, it was kind of a lot.
Didn't Kelsey also drink straight from the bottle and yeah. then it exploded in her face?
Yeah, so eventually Kelsey calmed down, at least enough for her to talk to Peter. And they went to the other champagne to try to like recreate some moment that Kelsey imagined in her mind. And Peter is like, should we drink from the glass or should we drink from the bottle? And Kelsey's like, oh, straight from the bottle, because she's trying to, you know, show off or whatever. But you want to tell us the story here?
Yeah, she like chugged a little bit and then she had to spit out immediately because it started foaming in her mouth and then spewed up her nose. And it was, oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Yeah, it was honestly the best part of the episode because even the universe was like, yeah, it's time for you to go. But she didn't. Of course she didn't. Nope. I was like, is we got the rose ceremony and she stayed because, of course, I mean, no one of note really left this time around.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So there's a girl who looks like CN from Ari's season who left. And Lauren, she looked like CN from Ari's season. So I was hoping she would stay a little bit because I like CN. And she left. So that's probably the biggest upset. But again, it's like a 2 on the shocker scale.
No, the biggest upset is Jenna leaving without even seeing her leave.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, no one really, really shocking.
No.
Like eyebrow raising left. So then there was, of course, more drama at the ceremony because now there's this huge feud between Hannah Ann and Kelsey. And Peter's like, who should make the toast? Oh, Kelsey, you should make the toast. And then Kelsey's like, oh, no, I'm just trying to stay out of the drama now. And then Hannah freaking Ann was like, oh, I'll make the toast.
Because why not?
Right. And she made a toast, and she kind of like took a shot at freaking Kelsey. And she like rolled her eyes. Hannah Ann rolled her eyes like she was right. And we're starting to see Hannah Ann be more of this villain that I thought she was going to be.
I mean, she kind of reminds me of Demi a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah, like she's kind of like the one who wants the attention, but like doesn't want to end up with the person.
Yeah,
I think she just is there for attention right now.
I can definitely see that. It's like kind of like Kaylin too from last season, The Bachelor.
Speaking of Kaylin, McKenna looks just like her if you mix her and Demi. Just saying.
I don't see that, man.
I see that. It's the face, it's the hair, it's everything.
I really don't see that. All right, hit us up. If you think that McKenna does look like a mix between Kaylin and Demi,
mm-hmm.
Hit us up, because I don't see it.
I see it.
I think Victoria, other Victoria.
Victoria P?
Yeah, the motion sick Vic. She
oh
looks
my
like
gosh.
Demi, but taller.
She what?
Anyways. Okay. Also, if you watch Big Brother, Madison looks like the girl from Big Brother last season that dated Jack.
No.
She has brown hair and is athletic.
No. No, 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 no.
All right, we're getting sidetracked. All right. So that all happens. And then there's a group date, another group date. And, of course, on the group date, Kelsey's on it because, like, if she didn't go on it, she'd be locked in the house for 3 weeks, and that's just bad. But they got to throw Hannah and, you know, her nemesis on it just to really stir the pot and create some drama for us. And they go to, oh, boy, I'm going to butcher this. Is it, like, some clothing brand store? Apparently, it's well known because the all girls are freaked out who went on the date. But I don't know anything about fashion. I'm wearing the Disney Typhoon Lagoon t-shirt I got from working there. So, and then Appleton North, let's go North, pants, stuff from track. So I know nothing about fashion, but they all seem pretty excited.
I mean, they got free clothes out of it if they won.
Yeah. Yes, they did. So only one person got a lot of free clothes, which is kind of bogus, but we'll get to the winner too. But they also brought in three celebrities, air quotes, for this to judge. Oh, so the date was they had to pick out like two clothes that they're going to, or sets of clothes they're going to walk. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, two outfits to walk the runway with.
Thank you for saving me there.
Yep.
Yeah, so then they're going to get judged by these three celebrities, air quotes again, because I have no idea who these people are.
Well, it was the first supermodel. It's one of the people from the original Queer Eye, and then it's the owner of the brand.
Right. So, again, that's why I know none of them. But they all seem pretty excited, except your girl, Victoria F.
What about her?
She was like, these girls, like, you know, they're models, which Hannah Ann is, which is super unfair. But I'm not, and I don't feel comfortable doing this.
I mean, yeah, she's out of her comfort zone a little bit, but, like, it's fair. She's versing actual models.
Which, again, is super unfair.
Yeah.
It's like when they put, actual dancers on Dancing with the Stars. Like, why? Like, it just, you're just stacking the pot.
Yep.
But anyways, okay. So they go down this runway, and Hannah Ann, her first runway outfit is a wedding dress. Like, why? I get it, but are you trying to be the villain? Like, honestly.
It's a very bold move.
Yes. And I think Peter liked it. But I also think Peter's super blind to the fact that Hannah Ann's kind of this horrible person.
I also think Peter's kind of forced to, like, smile at it.
Yeah.
Because it was the first person out with the first thing, so.
I hope so. I hope Peter has a clearer eyes than that. But Victoria F. comes out and crushes it, like, out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to, that's pretty much the highlights. Like, Natasha's on the stage, too, but I don't know. Everybody who had a big role in the beginning part of the episode was on this group date, but it wasn't really about anybody else except those two girls. But they got to round two, and Hannah Ann's wearing this, like, retro, early 2000s, weird-looking outfit.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah, she wore that hat and that, like, pink shirt with like tan pants, like a tan skirt or something.
Oh yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
that. Super weird.
Yeah.
Victoria F came out again and again crushed it, but this time like she like showed a lot of skin, which was, you know, really out of her comfort zone.
Yeah, I think she was wearing like lingerie or something.
Yeah, so awesome job, Victoria F. And then that's it. So that's it for the general rounds. And then the judges go back and you know, debate. And they had two winners from the first pool. And do you want to tell who the two winners were?
It was my girl, Victoria F. And then the enemy, Hannah Ann.
Yeah. So ABC is loving this right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they both have to wear the same outfit and walk down the runway the same time.
Yeah, I think it was the same outfit, but flipped. Like
right,
mirrored.
Right. And they're walking down, and this scene's kind of nice, and all of a sudden, freaking Hannah freaking Ann flips her dress and her hair at Victoria F.
Doesn't she, like, kind of check her to, like, body check her a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's like, she's playing, like, hockey. That's kind of what I felt like. It's just unnecessary roughing, you know, it's not football, but, like, you know, like, why? There's just no point.
She also stayed on the runway for like an additional 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Like just flaunting her stuff.
It's such an attention seeker. Man. Mm-hmm. But of course, the judges pick Hannah Ann because, of course. Because
why not?
Yep. And then Peter was like, oh, Hannah Ann, like, good job. I like you, blah, blah, blah. Like, I might be remembering that wrong, but that's kind of how it was in my mind. I think that's basically what it felt like.
Yeah, and then my girl started crying.
True.
Which she always did, but I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, she cries a lot. So
she's the new Nicole.
Yeah, she's become Nicole from last season. But flashback, earlier in the episode, Victoria F. got yelled at by Kelsey too for doing something.
Wait, did she?
Yeah, I think it was her. Because I think she talked to Peter when Kelsey had this plan to talk to him. And then she started crying. Like, oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. And then she also cried night one. So she is the crier of this episode, this season.
Yeah, but touching on Kelsey, if she had a plan to talk to him, she should have done the plan.
Right.
Now let someone else take over, like Hannah Ann did with the champagne again.
Right.
So.
Yeah, Kelsey's just a complainer.
Yeah.
But, so that was the group date. And then they go to, what's it called? The after group date party, or not really party, but, you know, they sit around, they wait to talk to Peter 101. And it's kind of awkward and weird.
And complain about other girls.
Yeah. And, again, the highlight, if you want to call it that, is Hannah Ann versus Kelsey round, whatever, three now? I guess two.
Yeah.
So Kelsey goes to talk to Peter, and she, like, comes back and says, oh, I feel so good about our conversations, the best we've ever gotten, blah, blah, blah. And then Hannah Ann, the winner, and, you know, already kind of front runner of the season, has the audacity to go to Peter and complain about Kelsey, which I guess is warranted, but, like, yeah, why? And
yeah,
I
don't know.
She calls Kelsey a bully to Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter gives his one roast, his date roast, to Victoria F., thankfully. And then he's like, hey, Kelsey, can I talk to you? And then Kelsey's like, okay. And he's like, hey, I heard that you were a bully to Hannah Ann. Is that right? Like, she was crying all night and couldn't go to bed, blah, blah, blah. And she comes back and she's like, well, I guess I'm a bully to some people. And Hannah Ann's like awkwardly looking away, like, oh, no.
Yeah, I think Peter says something like, I don't know what to do, like, or who to believe or something.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's hearing two very different stories.
Yeah. And then that was it. I mean, I don't think there's another.
No, I think it left off with that. Anything. I think it's going to pick up on episode 3 with that part.
Yeah, which is a bummer because I'm so over this Champagne Gate, Kelsey, Hannah Ann drama. Like, we all know who's going to win, right? Hannah Ann's going to win.
No, Victoria F. is going
to
win.
Oh, okay. We'll get to our predictions, but Hannah Ann versus Kelsey. There's not a world Kelsey wins, right?
Oh, versus those two? Yeah, Hannah Ann's going to win.
Yeah, all right. That's what I thought. So, yeah. It's still early on. You're the first time on this show. So, we'll do predictions. So, we do final four first. So, who's your final four?
Final four for the whole thing?
Yes. Who's your hometown dates?
Okay. I got to say my girl, Victoria F., just because she's my girl. I think Tammy's going to go for it, too. Tammy's been really working with the girls to, like, help each other out. And I think that'll show through to Peter. I was about to say Colton. I think Hannah Ann will be final four.
Ew.
I don't like it, but she's going to be final four. And I also think, can't be Jenna. Rip Jenna. You know what? I'm going to say it. I think, is Cheyenne still there?
Who?
Cheyenne, like the other African-American girl.
I
think so.
Maybe.
You think so?
Okay. Nice.
We'll stick with that.
All right, my final four, my girl, motion sick Vic if she's still there. I mean, she had no screen time, but I don't think that's
anything. No, they would have showed her getting kicked off. It's too. They only do that episode one where they don't show you getting kicked off.
So I think she's still there. So she's my pick. And then Madison, because she still has mom's vote. She got no. So her and Victoria both got no screen time. But
wait, hold up. Is Madison your girl?
No, she's not my girl.
Oh, who's your girl?
Kelly, who also got no screen time. But she's also in my final four.
Is Kelly the one who had the grandma note?
No.
Who had the grandma note?
Aliyah, who's also in my final four. So that's my final four. Aliyah, Kelly, Madison, and Vic. Motion sick Vic.
You don't think Hannah Ann's going to make final four?
No. Which is my biggest change. I think I had her in final four last week. But I think she's too much of a villain now to make final four.
She's very over the top.
Yeah, I hope Peter sees that.
I don't know. Maybe he'll like that, though.
He might.
Because he's pretty bland.
I thought Peter would be a boring bachelor, but he's really actually kind of entertaining to watch because he's so unpredictable.
And I still think he's kind of bland.
Well, it could be worse. Also, I know Jordan Kimball is dating someone. He's happy, and I'm glad for him. But if they ever break up, I hope he's the bachelor.
I mean, it'd be a fun season. I don't know if it'd be a long season.
It'd be a great season.
It'd be fun.
Hot take.
Short and sweet.
So then who's your final three then?
Oh, final three. Okay. I got to say Victoria F still. I'm going to say Hannah Ann. And then I got to pick between those two. You know what? I'm going to say Tammy.
Okay. Good pick, because we don't even know if
Cheyenne's still in.
Right. My final three will be Madison, Kelly, and motion sick Vic. So I'm dropping off Aliyah, but I don't feel great about that.
I mean, it makes sense. She hasn't really been a big figure.
Right, but Cassie last season, Colton season, didn't really factor in until a while.
That's true.
And Aliyah has that Cassie feel where she's going to be a strong contender later on.
Yeah, later on.
So I think Madison's a lock for final three, and I think that's it. I think the other three, Vic, Kelly, and Aliyah are all very close. But right now I'm taking off Aliyah just because she doesn't have that much screen time.
Okay.
And who's your final two?
I'm going to say Victoria F and Hannah Ann. Where, like, episode two predicted that, and it's going to be the final two.
Oh, that'd be really good.
That'd be a good story that's totally not, you know, scripted or anything, not written out.
Yeah. That'd be great. Because that'd be cool. They could play that up all season between those two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My final two, well, obviously Madison. Yeah, I said that she's a lock. I think she's still more of a lock. Mom's vote really helps. And, I guess Kelly, which I think is a different final two than I had last week. I think unless Peter goes on a one-on-one date, which we hadn't had a one-on-one date since episode one. If he goes on a one-on-one date with Victoria, motion sick Vic, then I think she's final two. But until I see some more commitment there, I'm thinking Kelly, who he has some past with.
It's a very minimal past.
Yeah, but he seems to really value that. And Madison, who is mom's vote.
Yeah, I mean, they talked for like 5 minutes in an airport or something.
No, they were at a hotel and they did like a dance.
Oh, never mind. Okay, yeah. I thought it was just 5 minutes in an airport.
Blake from Paradise, this is one move, you know, dance with the girls, so apparently it works.
Okay, that's true. Yep.
I don't know, actually, it didn't really work for Blake.
Yeah, Blake didn't really, he was kind of weird in that season.
Yeah. Dude, Christina was into you. Why did you try to go after her? Anyways.
Yeah, moving on.
Side note, I messaged Dylan on Insta once, and actually twice, but he got back to me once only. And I asked him some dating advice, and he said, don't swing dance. So, you know, my boy Dylan coming in clutch there.
He knows what's up.
So, and your winner, I mean, I'll ask you, but I think we all know who your winner is.
Yeah, it's going to be Victoria F.
Yeah, shocker.
And also, just so everyone knows, we don't watch spoilers. We don't watch scenes from next episode. We going blind.
Right. We also don't do that Reality Steve thing. So no. We probably could be completely wrong.
I mean, Victoria could go off next episode and I wouldn't even know.
Right. But we like to watch it like it's a TV drama, not like, you know, we're some detective sleuths. We're using our best judgments, but we're not doing outside research.
Yep.
We're not, you know, the Patriots here. My pick is Madison. I think she's going to be I think once she gets to meet the mom again, it's really going to lock her. I said that last week, and I still believe that. There's no one that's really taking her front runner role in my view yet. But that can definitely change if Vic gets a 1-on-1 and it goes well, motion sick Vic. Or if Kelly gets the less of a evil drama around her. Like if she becomes, I don't know who to compare her with, but if she becomes a normal person that there's chemistry with.
Or if Kelsey gets a 1-on-1. Kelsey or Kelly?
Kelly.
Kelly, okay.
Kelsey is going home soon.
You think so?
Yeah. I think they'll play it out for this episode, and then Peter will be like, hey, guys, I'm tired of fighting. Kelsey, you can't be here anymore.
So do you think the villain role is going to switch over to Hannah Ann then?
Well, I think Hannah Ann will embrace it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, Kelsey is the current, like, conflict maker with Hannah Ann. So now you think it's going to be solely Hannah Ann?
Yeah, I think Hannah Ann will find her new battery mate. I think it would be Kelsey. I mean, obviously it's Kelsey now, but I think it probably could switch over to Natasha pretty soon. Because Natasha's a firecracker, too.
Who?
Natasha, the one who was very Natasha. Critical.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
McKenna's just waiting for Hannah Ann to go home so she can embrace that villain role, too.
She looks like she wants to be the Bachelorette.
McKenna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because she's got the Kaylin vibe about her.
I think Hannah Ann wants to be the Bachelorette. That's so obvious.
That's very obvious, yes. That's why I said, like, she doesn't want to end up with Peter. She wants to be on her own show.
Right. I hope Hannah Ann goes home and does not become the Bachelorette. I hope she goes to Paradise and some, you know, guy likes her and they work out, but I hope she's not the Bachelorette.
No, that'd be a very another Hannah season.
Yeah, let's hope that doesn't work out like that. I hope Aliyah becomes the Bachelorette.
That'd be good.
Alrighty, so that wraps up episode 2 of Simba's Bros. Do you want to throw out any social handles?
Yeah, follow me on Twitch at Shaheen Joseph. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, same thing.
You want to spell that out for people?
Yeah, it's Shaheen Joseph.
Check him out, folks. He posts good content. Not bachelor content, but still good content.
No, gaming content, drawing, that kind of stuff.
All right. Until next time. Sorry, until our next dramatic episode. We're out.